Yeah, before we take another music break, let's go ahead and jump to Donald Trump. Donald Trump, cybersecurity advisors resign en masse. They are accusing the U.S. president of ignoring national security. And the headline, as I've already pre-read the article, it does talk about racism as one of the reasons that some of these non-white people, seemed like it was a lot of them, resigned. They did cite Donald Trump not condemning racism and white supremacy. But that also falls under national security. All of this slave catching going on, and then the slave catchers is protecting white supremacist terrorist groups, talking about they got some First Amendment rights speech. Let a group calling itself a affiliate of ISIS or Al-Qaeda, all they could be doing is just talking, not involved in any kind of violent material, and they'll get charged with providing material support for terrorism. While these white terrorists, let's just be simple in our language and call it as it is, these white terrorists are getting the endorsement of the CEO of USA Inc., and that threatens national security. Because we in the new, it's not the 1930s anymore, people. Black people are no longer as terrified as they were. Plenty of guns, and there, you know, I like to think that they are prepared enough that it's not going to be any more Rosewoods. It's not going to be any more Oklahoma unless you bringing in the slave catchers with their badges backed by National Guard like we saw there in Ferguson. Shame on all those people. But let me get to this article. Sometimes I tend to segue into things, but seven members. This is coming to you from firstpost.com. This is in their world news. And it says seven members of Donald Trump's cybersecurity team, including an Indian origin data scientist, have resigned, accusing the U.S. president of ignoring the pressing national security matters. In a group resignation letter, the members of the National Infrastructure Advisory Council, whose purview includes national cybersecurity, cited both specific shortfalls in the administration's approach to cybersecurity and broader concerns that have undermined the moral infrastructure of the United States. That was reported by Fortune. Goes on to say, it's quoting the letter, you have given insufficient attention to the growing threats to the cybersecurity of the critical systems upon which all Americans depend, including those impacting the system supporting our democratic election process, the letter reads. They also cited his failure to denounce intolerance and violence of hate groups when asked about the horrific violence in Charlottesville as one of the reasons why they left. Unite the Right March was organized on 12 August to protest against the proposed removal of a statue of General Robert E. Lee, who commanded the pro-slavery Confederate forces during the American Civil War. Violence broke out after they were confronted by anti-racism groups, and later a car plowed into one of anti-racism protesters in Charlottesville. And they're talking about Heather Heyer, a martyr. Trump had blamed both sides, including the so-called alt-left, for the deadly violence. The members who were appointed under the previous administration resigned just before the panel was supposed to hold its quarterly business meeting. So you can read the rest of this. Again, it's linked up for you for BTR News Profile and BTR Community. That is titled, Donald Trump's Cybersecurity Advisors Resign en Masse, Accused the U.S. President of Ignoring National Security Matters. And make no mistake, racism and white supremacy is a matter of national security, because as a black person behind the enemy lines, and that's why I say it, of USA Inc., where there is state-sponsored terrorism for groups like the Ku Klux Klan, who has enjoyed government backing at least since 1915. And that's why I say bring back the Klan Act of 1871. President Ulysses S. Grant showed you how to deal with these national security threats to African citizens, African American citizens of this country. And we shouldn't even have to, you know, I believe in the right to identify with your culture and the ethnicity. Nobody complains about going to a Japanese steakhouse or anything. It's a cultural identifier. But we're taxed like citizens. The Constitution says we're citizens, but yet the U.S. government continues to provide material support to terrorist groups like neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan. We're going to continue on with our music mix.